Podcast. As always, Austin Gunnell and myself, Michael Angel, we're here today, or tonight, I should say, to hit on some things before the playoff picture straightens up to the NFC and NFC Championships games. And I think Austin has a segment for me to do, and he's going to talk a little bit about the NBA. So I'm going to hand it over to him.
Yeah. I know we only gave you one episode back with the trio. And I apologize for that. But we're going to get more. It's going to happen more. Promise. I can guarantee that. But we want to get an episode out. We weren't even planning to do one this week, really. So that's more the reason why David couldn't be on. But we want to get an episode out before the playoffs started, because what's the fun in just talking about what happened? I want to hear somebody be brutally wrong.
It's going to be you, but it's okay.
It probably is going to be me for the NFL. So it probably is going to be me. So I guess we'll just hop right into it for the first ones. So we got the divisional round this week. A couple good games. A couple games I think are pretty one-sided. Actually, no, I take that back. There's only one game I feel is one-sided. So I guess we'll start with that one. Packers 49ers. Okay, so Green Bay opens out as a 6-point favorite. I can't go against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I can't.
Here's my thing. I don't think I can either. I do think the Packers are going to win. But they struggle against the 49ers. They really do struggle against the 49ers. I know that if Elijah Mitchell goes off and he runs because the running defense hasn't been able to stop the 49ers, and Jimmy Garoppolo does not turn the ball over, the 49ers got a real chance of winning. They do. I mean, I think it's going to be a really close game. I don't think people understand how good the 49ers actually are, but I do not think Rodgers is going to let the 49ers beat him again in the playoffs. So I got to go Rodgers here.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Green Bay, and I'd also, if I was a betting man, I would definitely take them with the 6-point favorite. For the 49ers to have a chance, so they beat Dallas with the running game and getting sacks on defense. But with Kittle only having one reception, that can't happen and then beat the Packers. He's going to have the George Kittle type game we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
Debo's going to have one of his.
And Ayuk is going to have to go off.
Yeah.
But
I will say, I think if Kittle and Debo go off and Ayuk struggles maybe a little bit, I think they'll be okay. But those two have to have the game. When you see the 49ers this year and they beat teams, you look in the box score and it's Debo and Kittle have dominated the box score. So I think you have to have those two have a great game. And for those two to have a great game, though, Jimmy G has to have a great game.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jimmy, if this ultimately falls on Jimmy Garoppolo if they can't run the ball. If they can't run the ball, it ultimately falls on Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come down to if he can get Debo and Kittle the ball and he doesn't turn the ball over, because he handed the Cowboys a game late in the fourth quarter by throwing that pick.
How much do you trust Green Bay's defense?
Against the run, not they might get J.R. Alexander back. So in the passing game, that's going to help him if he comes back. Za'Darius Smith might be coming back too. So if those two guys come back, I would trust their defense a whole lot more. But if those two guys are still out, it's going to be a close game, because Debo and Elijah Mitchell are going to run all over. And Debo's going to also go off the passing game, I think.
Yeah, I think for them to win this, because last game, Debo's primary action was as a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great and all, and that's good, and they're still going to use him in the running game, but he needs to be used primarily as a receiver. Elijah Mitchell had 100%. Pretty much almost 100 yards rushing against Dallas. Debo needs to be put at the wide receiver position like he was doing at the beginning of the year when he was still going off, and let him beat them that way. Because I feel like another problem was with having lining Debo up as a running back more than a receiver is maybe that had something to do with Kittle's production and Kittle struggling, because then you can kind of key into that. You got Debo, Kittle, and now apparently Ayuk lining up all together. And Juwan Jennings. People forget about Juwan Jennings a lot.
He had a good game.
He's having a good year. And yeah. I saw a stat. Juwan Jennings last game, he had 3 catches against Dallas. All 3 of his catches were on third down.
And that's huge. If Jimmy Garoppolo can hit him as a security blanket when he can't hit Kittle or Debo, and he's got Jennings right there, I mean, that's another guy to throw to.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
We're talking really high in the 49ers here, but I like where we're both going with that bad man, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Green Bay, I would be very, very surprised.
I just don't think their defense can stop Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones. I mean, I know they shut down Amari Cooper, Dak, CeeDee Lamb, but Dak is no Aaron Rodgers. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper are no Devontae Adams. and Zeke is no Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Playing a better version of what they just played.
Exactly. And I think the Packers take it home this time.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, honestly, I do believe if the 49ers had an elite quarterback, I would actually take the 49ers. I don't know why I would, because Green Bay has an elite quarterback. Green Bay has an elite receiver. Green Bay has an elite running back. But for some reason, I just feel inclined to where if I'm already –
the defense is so good.
Yeah. No, I just feel like if the 49ers had an elite quarterback, they would win this game. I don't – and it's crazy because Green Bay has all of that.
I don't think Rodgers takes – I just think it's Rodgers here this year. I think he's got a huge chip on his shoulder. I don't think he's losing anyone.
What's going to be funny? Here's what's going to be funny. And I don't take Green Bay as my Super Bowl prediction. But if Green Bay, what's going to happen is Green Bay is going to win the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers is going to leave. I think that's hilarious.
He's still out. He's like, I don't care if I win, I'm still gone.
And what's crazy? His relationship with Davante Adams is so thick.
That Davante might fall.
I wonder. I do. Because Davante Adams also knows a part of his success as
a lot of his success, I mean, goes to Rodgers.
All of his success. I'd say
not all of his. He's still a great receiver. If he plays with any other quarterback, I still think he does well. Just not nearly as well.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do we – like, when we consider Davante Adams right now, if you bring up Davante Adams' name in a conversation, it's like, yeah, that's the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
You put Davante Adams on, okay, we'll go the team they're playing, the 49ers. Are you still saying that?
Yes.
Are you gonna? He may still be the best receiver in football.
Look what Debo's doing. I know Debo was running the ball great, but I mean, you look at him in the passing game; he still went off. Who do you think is more talented, Debo or Davante Adams in the passing game?
I definitely think Davante Adams is more talented. No, but at the same time, it's I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't get to showcase.
Here's another thing. Think about it this way: look at DeAndre Hopkins. What did he do with the Texans his whole career before Deshaun? He was still a top five wide receiver.
Yeah, I get it. I just wonder.
Then he got Deshaun, and then he was the best wide receiver for a while.
I feel like Davante Adams knows that a lot of I won't say a lot because you're arguing a different way. I'll say he knows a good portion of his success has to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, 100%.
So it's almost like maybe in his head, I leave with him. I don't know. I don't know.
Which leads me to ask you this.
Okay.
Since we're talking about quarterback wide receiver duo here, does this quarterback wide receiver duo, there's actually two of them, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase against Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown. Who's winning this game? Because this is a close game too.
So, at the end of the day, the comparison between those two groups really doesn't matter. I think it's going to come down to which defense shows up.
I think it comes down to one player and one player only. And if this player plays or doesn't, that is Derrick Henry.
Okay.
It comes down to him. If he doesn't play, I'm taking the Bengals. If he does play, I'm taking the Titans.
But at the same time, if he does play, I mean, it's the first time playing in a while. I mean,
you still got Devontae Foreman that can take some limbs off of him, but
yeah. When it's
Derrick Henry.
Well, then you argue, but you can say that with the Titans, but you look at the Bengals. If their whole receiving core shows up, like we said in the last podcast, Uzuma showed up, and you still have Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, and
Jamal. So I'm hearing you're taking the Bengals.
I am. I
you're taking the Bengals. Okay. I'm taking the Titans. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have a decent game because I don't think the Bengals defense is anything special. I think AJ Brown's going to have a good game. Julio Jones is healthy. Maybe Julio Jones can be a factor. He hasn't been a factor this whole season. But maybe who knows, this is his last chance to ever win a Super Bowl, and maybe he steps up his game. Well, honestly, we got Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry comes back, I'll take the Titans. Actually, I'll take it back. I'm just going to take the Titans. I'm not going to use any excuse here. I'm taking the Titans. Hopefully, with Derrick Henry's back, and I think the Titans take this one.
See, for me, I take the Titans as a very – I think they're a fraud.
They're one of the most inconsistent teams.
They shouldn't be the one seed.
They lost the Steelers. They lost to the Jets, but they also beat the Rams. I mean, they've beaten good teams. They've lost to bad teams, but they've also beaten good teams. You know what I mean?
I just don't. They're not the best team in the AFC. They're not. So for some reason, just rubs me wrong. And another reason they rub me wrong is that they knocked my Dolphins out of the playoffs. So that really pisses me off. To be fair,
they also beat the Bills too.
Okay, say the Titans play the Bills.
They're just inconsistent. You don't know who's going to show up.
answer this for me. If the Titans play the Bills, who are you taking?
The Bills, because the Bills are
the hottest. If the Titans play the Chiefs, who are you taking?
Chiefs.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a believer in the
Titans. It's because the Titans are playing the Bengals, and I think the Bengals are going to be a great team. I think they're a really good team too. But I mean, this is a huge playoff game. They didn't do that. Their offense was not that great against the Raiders, and the Raiders defense is not good. Okay, the Raiders defense is not good. They didn't put up that many points against the Raiders. I don't think they're stopping AJ Brown and Derrick Henry. I don't see it. Because the Titans defense isn't bad. I mean, last year when they played Lamar Jackson.
It's not great,
but it's a lot better than Bengals defense. So I think Titans take this one.
You know, I am one. When we talk about Aaron Rodgers, we don't want to go against Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to go against Joe Burrow. I don't want to pick against
him. Oh, my God. This is Joe Burrow's first actual year playing. I will go against Joe Burrow.
See what he's done? Okay, but you look at the – okay, who's winning the quarterback battle? Let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay, yeah, it's Joe Burrow, but that's because Ryan Tannehill doesn't have to do what Joe Burrow does.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill doesn't do anything. He just hands the ball off, and we're going to all act like Ryan
Tannehill. And it works, and it works.
Yeah, because let's rewind a little bit with Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins. He was nothing.
He got us to the playoffs 1 year, but he got hurt, and then Matt Moore had to come.
Yeah, and your Steelers.
He also had Adam Gase as I mean, looking at him.
I don't care. He didn't. The reason he's so successful in Tennessee is because of Derrick Henry. That's it.
Also because of Mike Vrabel. Don't. Mike Vrabel's a great coach. Look what this head coach did. With losing Derrick Henry, they still got first in the AFC. How is that possible? And A.J. Brown being hurt and Julio Jones being hurt, they still were first. So that he deserves a lot of credit, too. It's just not all Derrick Henry. Who are you going to take against the Chiefs-Bills game?
Well, see, I want to wait. I want to do that one game last because I think that's the best game of the weekend.
All right. Now, these last two games are really close, and I flip up and down about who I'm going to take, and I hate it.
End of the day, if we're looking at the two, the more I look at it, the more I wonder.
That's AFC, what I'm saying.
Oh, not the AFC. I'm looking at Sunday. That's why I get confused. Let's go Rams-Bucks. Just because I had that in my head. So let's go Rams-Bucks. The more I look at it, the more I wonder.
See, here's my thing. You know how we hate betting against Aaron Rodgers? I hate betting against Tom Brady even more.
As do I.
There is no reason Tom Brady should win this game. No reason.
I'm coming into this more as a fan aspect. I just want to see Odell. I want to see Matt Stafford advance.
That's fair. And I totally understand that. And I love Tom Brady as much as I do. I would not be opposed to seeing Matthew Stafford win this game. And they have Cam Akers back, certain shows playing well with Beckham, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. And then look who the Bucks have. AB's hurt, Chris Godwin's hurt, Leonard Fournette's hurt, Ronald Jones is hurt. There's no reason Tom Brady and the Bucks should win this game. But I'm still going to take the Bucks for one reason, because of Tom Brady. Yeah. Still going to take the Bucks when I really don't know if they'll win or not, but I can't bet against Tom.
In
the playoffs, I can't bet against him. Regular season again.
I want to see Matthew Stafford because I love the guys that are loyal to their franchises, and he was loyal to Detroit for as long as he could. Stuck it out in Detroit, did everything he could in Detroit. Always was forgotten, always was slept on. It was a guy that we picked preseason to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then another guy on the that I mentioned before was Odell. You know, him in New York, he was amazing. And then he goes to Cleveland. People are like, oh, he's washed up. He's this and he's that. And then now, not a couple games, but. Few months for the Rams, and now look at him. I mean, he looks like old Odell, and then I just would love to see those two guys be able to prove a lot of people wrong. I don't know. It just seems that's why I'm picking them, honestly, because if you look on paper, it's dead even, and that's why I got to pick as a fan. As a fan, I'm taking the Rams. Just honestly, solely for
if both teams are healthy, it's dead even. It's not dead even. The Rams have this on paper.
Yeah,
they have this because the Bucks are so banged up. If they were both healthy, then I'd easily say the Bucks are
going to win. Yeah, call back to last episode when we were talking right before it ended. It was like a minute left in the episode. We were talking about who we're going to take for the Rams, Cardinals. We all took the Rams.
I said Rams 100%.
All of us did. All three of us did. We looked like some geniuses. We were worried about Kyler Murray proving us wrong. Yeah, he did the pull. Yeah. I think the Rams, I understand you're taking Tampa, and also you're a big Tom Brady fan. We understand. so, yeah. Well, then the last one, Buffalo and Kansas City.
This is the hardest
one. I think it was like 2-3 podcasts ago when we were talking the NFL. I think it was before the playoffs even started. Come playoff time, there's nobody I would rather be a fan of than the Kansas City Chiefs. So this one, honestly, for me, is pretty easy. I'm taking the Chiefs all day. I can't go against that offense at all.
See, that's where I'm at. I betting against quarterbacks. I hate betting against Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. Hate betting against those guys. But I'm gonna do it here. I think Josh Allen is out for revenge after last year's AFC Championship. Stephon Diggs stayed after to watch their celebration. What they did against the Patriots was phenomenal. I know the Chiefs beat the Steelers, and that was they beat them in a great fashion. But the Bills win is more impressive than the Chiefs win. Josh Allen's play was more impressive than Patrick Mahomes' play. I mean, the Steelers' defense is terrible. The Patriots' defense is great. It's in a colder climate. It was a tougher win against, a better coach in Bill Belichick than Mike Tomlin. Not to take anything away from the Chiefs because what they did was phenomenal, but I think the Bills have a hot hand here. They want revenge. I think it's Josh Allen's year to put himself in a conversation of, you guys, Patrick Mahomes is such at a pedestal with everyone. What about me? And he takes down Patrick Mahomes this time.
Now, because when I think of this game, none of the defenses impressed me a lot.
The Bills' defense is good. I think they're number one scoring defense.
It doesn't impress me to the point where I'm worried about the Chiefs scoring on them. Do you really, really, really think the Bills' offense can keep up with the Chiefs' offense? Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to come down to. They have to.
Did you watch the regular season game against the Bills and Chiefs this year?
No. Football season is not my season with soccer.
Well, the Bills killed him. Killed him. Patrick Mahomes looked terrible. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen again this time.
What week?
It was early in the season.
Okay.
It was early in the season. When Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs were in a rut.
And people were saying they wouldn't even make the playoffs. And people were calling them out. And people saying,
the Chiefs' defense is not good. They are not. They get better throughout the season. But I'm not. Josh Allen is going to light them up.
I'm sticking with the Chiefs regardless. It's my Super Bowl pick. I think they win the whole thing.
So that's interesting. So you got the Chiefs going all the way in the AFC. Who do you got in the NFC?
The NFC's hard because I could pick the Bucks, but I just said I'd pick the Rams. But the only reason I'm picking the Rams really is because I'm a fan. I think it's either one of those two teams, though.
So you think it's the Rams?
Nope. For some reason, I forget Aaron Rodgers exists. Yeah, I would probably take the Packers in the NFC, and then the AFC, I'm taking the Chiefs.
Okay, so ours is not that much different. I'm taking Josh Allen and the Bills against Rodgers and the Packers. But, again,
I think I've taken the Chiefs to win the whole thing.
See, here's my thing. In the AFC, I only see two teams go, either the Chiefs or the Bills, the only two teams. I could see all four teams in the NFC going. I could see the 49ers getting really hot. That's the least one. But then the Packers could go, the Rams can go, and so could the Bucks.
Well, in that case, I could see the Bengals making it.
No, Bengals ain't going. Bengals ain't going.
I could see it.
Their defense is terrible. They're not going.
Here's the thing. Here's why I could see it. This is coming from me personally. I'm taking the Chiefs, right, to beat the Bills. And I'm also picking the Bengals to beat the Titans. The Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Look, here's my thing. The Bengals, if the Bengals go to the Super Bowl – and they win, I will get – I was going to say I was going to get a tattoo of a Bengal on my ass, but I'm not going to do that. I'm too scared to take that bet. Too scared. But I'm just saying, I will be astonished if the Bengals go all the way. I would be astonished.
I'm not saying they win. But I and if you're going to say the 49ers, you could see the 49ers making the NFC championship or making the Super Bowl. That's not as far-fetched to say the Bengals could make the Super Bowl as well.
Dude, they made the Super Bowl 2 years ago, did they not? 2-3 years ago with Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. So it's not far-fetched. They made the Super Bowl and played against the Chiefs, and they could have won. it's not far fetched. And they got Kyle Shanahan as their coach, and Debo Samuel.
Now look at it. Look at it. They're the worst team left.
No. They are. But they, if they hit their stride, they could really.
They weren't the worst of the four teams when they made the Super Bowl. I'm just saying they.
Okay.
This, you can't compare that 49ers team to this one. You can't.
Fair enough, but I'm just saying, I could see almost anyone from the NFC going. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be a little shocked if 49ers go, but every other team, I would not be shocked if they go.
Well, I think this just tells us this next episode is going to be very fun because me and you differed on pretty much everything on this. Like, I think the only one we agreed on was the
Packers.
Was the Packers?
Yeah.
The other three were different. So I'm actually very excited to see how this pans out. But yeah. Well, that's our picks. We're both taking the Packers. Mikey takes the Bucks. I'm taking the Rams. He takes the Titans. I'm taking the Bengals. He takes the Bills. I'm taking the Chiefs. So we're going to see how this one goes. So now, Mikey came with this idea, and I'm actually intrigued by it because I don't think about this very often. But Mikey came with the idea where he wants to see – because Mikey is – for y'all who don't know maybe, Mikey's definitely our NFL guy. I know my NFL, and I can talk it with anybody. But Mikey is definitely – that's his calling. So he wants to know how well he knows NFL, and he saw a segment somewhere.
Colin Cowherd.
Where they were going over backup quarterbacks in the NFL and just testing the general knowledge of an NFL fan and if they know if they can name the backup quarterbacks for certain teams. So I got six teams here.
Let's see if I can do it.
I feel like I went through the whole list. I literally looked up all 32 NFL teams and was looking through what I thought was the hardest, and I got the six hardest that I think for Mikey.
Okay.
And like I said, I tried to order these where it's progressively hard, but I don't know what you know, so I may end up looking like an idiot.
All right.
But I feel like this is probably the easiest of the six. The first one, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, it's either Josh Rosen or Felipe Franks.
Bingo.
I know both of them.
Yeah, you got that one. You got that one fine. That was the one I thought was maybe the easiest, but
why is that one easy? I think that was like one of the hardest. The only reason I know Josh Rosen is there because both of those guys because they took Matt Ryan out and they both went in through a pick. I was like, these are both your backups. This is terrible.
All right, the next one, the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh, Jacob Eason. No, it's not Eason anymore. I think Eason left. It's Sam. It starts with an E. He played at Texas. I know who it is. I can't pronounce his last name. I know exactly who it is, but I can't pronounce
his last name. Now that we got a bell on the line, you got to say his name. You have to say his name.
No, I know who it is. I can't pronounce his last name.
You have a bell on the line, Mikey. If this was just casual, yeah, but you have to say
I got his first name right. We never said last or first name.
Then this one didn't count.
No. This one does count. I know who the guy is.
No, you can't.
I even named his college where he came from.
Yeah, you did.
I even named his college. And you got I named his college, his first name, and I knew his last name starts with an E. I just can't pronounce it. I got him.
Sam Ellinger.
Ellinger, that was it. I was going
to
say Ellinger.
I want you guys all to know that this is based on pure trust, whether Mikey didn't look up all the backup quarterbacks today, because he gave me this idea hours ago. So I don't know.
I promise I didn't.
Every time. All right, let's go to the third one. I can't believe I'm giving you that one. The Detroit Lions.
Ooh, I know both of these guys, actually.
Okay.
Tim Boyle or David Blough?
Yeah, you got that one right.
I promise you, the reason I know that one, too, is there's a video on Twitter about – it was David Blough watching his wife run in the Olympics. And she ran first. And I remember seeing David Blough. And then on Twitter, I think when Jared Goff, after the Steelers game, he was hurt, they said Tim Boyle was in to start. And people were making fun of his last name. We're making fun of David Blough and Tim Boyle's last name. Like, these are the guys you have at your backup. So I remember those two guys.
All right. Well, we got three more. I'm hoping these are the three hardest. I really don't know how to base, like, how to judge this on what's hard and what's not. Because based on what the two examples you've just given me, it could be completely random and you'll remember them. So I really don't even know what's hard anymore. The Cincinnati Bengals.
I know who it is because he played last year when Joe Burrow was hurt. He's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm giving you
20
seconds. My God. I'll give you 20 seconds.
20 seconds? Oh, my God. Oh, Brandon Allen.
Of course. He probably has
– Let's go.
This mother – probably has it written on a whiteboard.
In his I don't, bro. I have it. I'm in my bathroom for the lighting because I couldn't see. On my desk.
All
right. I got nothing in my hands.
Two more. I'm getting killed right now. Even though I'm still this Indianapolis Colts one is still kind of rubbing me wrong, but whatever. The Jaguars.
Ooh. I do not know this one. Let me think, because it's Trevor Lawrence, and then it used to be Gardner Minshew. Oh my God, who is it? They had to pull up someone from the practice squad, or they had to get someone in free agency. I don't know. I don't know the Jaguars.
CJ Beathard.
Oh my God, I did know that. He came over from San Francisco.
Yep.
My God. Ooh, I knew that one.
Yeah, that was a name I recognized. You're gonna remember this story. He played
at Iowa.
Well, no. Yes, but he played for the 49ers in a game when I was at your place in Columbia, and we were watching to see if Moser would get enough yards for me to beat Colby.
Oh, my God. That was one of the greatest days of our lives right there, because Mostert didn't get any touches. Jeff Wilson, who took over.
We thought I had no chance. Remember Eric Ebron caught a pass in, like, garbage time? And you were taking a shower, and I run in there screaming, Ebron caught a pass. Yeah, dude. So that's how I remember that one. Yeah. But I was like, he probably don't remember that story. So this is the last one. I chose this because – I mean, if you know this name, like, regularly, I'd be super surprised. I don't know this guy. Okay. I have never even heard of this name. And I'm not you, but I know my NFL. Never heard this name in my life. The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, I knew you were going to pick the Tennessee Titans. I was thinking what – I was going through my head right now about what teams I don't know, and it's the Titans. I know the Titans picked up Matt Barkley.
It's not him.
I know it's not Matt Barkley. He's the third string, because I know they picked Matt Barkley up. The Tennessee Titans.
I've never heard of this guy in my life.
I'm gonna be so mad, because I was just going through what teams, like, I probably don't know, and I was like, oh God, if he asks the Titans, I'm not gonna know the Titans. Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know the Titans.
Logan Woodside.
Oh my God! I would have never guessed that.
I don't know. My calling, as you guys know, or Mikey at least knows, is college football. So normally, if I hear a name, I'll be like, okay, he played here.
Yeah.
I don't know
who Logan Woodside is.
Like, where? I'm gonna look it up. Oh, he played at Toledo. So,
dude, I love how I know the third string of the Titans, but not even the second string.
So that's all. That's all I had. I'm trying to think. What other ones did you think you didn't have?
Let's go through the teams here. So let me just go through the quarterbacks I do know. I love that. I think that's easier. AFC North, Browns, Case Keenum's the backup there. Ravens, it's Tyler Huntley and Joe Johnson. Steelers, Dwayne Haskins, Mason Rudolph. Brandon Allen's obviously the backup for the Bengals. Raiders, Marcus Mariota, Nathan Peterman. Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. Chargers, Justin Herbert. And who's their backup?
I actually thought about the Chargers, but I was like, he's going to know.
I'm trying to think who they're – because it wasn't – oh, I know it. Chase Daniels. Ooh, almost forgot. That's their backup. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Chad Henne. I believe Chad Henne's still there. Yeah. Mitch Trubisky is the backup for the Bills. Mac Jones, backup is Brian Hoyer.
I didn't even know Brian Hoyer still existed.
Dude. Yeah, he might not be the backup anymore, but I know he was on there beginning of the season. Jets, obviously Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco. Brandon Johnson Joe Johnson was on the Jets, and then he went to the Ravens. And then who am I missing? Oh, Tua Tagovailoa and Jacoby Brissett. So that's the AFC. I'm done through all the AFC, correct?
I think so.
Oh, no. Texans, Davis Mills, Tyrod Taylor. Jaguars, we already went over the Jaguars, CJ Beathard. Titans, one of the Titans. Wow, I didn't know two from – wow, the AFC North really stumped me, huh? I didn't know two. And then you picked – wow, you picked all the AFC South.
Did I really?
The Colts, Jaguars and Titans.
I didn't do it intentionally. I just looked up, like, I went through the whole list in the NFL, and I was like, I feel like, because even though you know more than me, I was like, if I don't know them, maybe that's the best way I could, because if I know them, you're going to know them. So yeah. I didn't know these. All the six I didn't know.
Dude, I'm trying to think who I don't know. I think you picked the two teams I don't know. Like, I'm really trying to think.
Who came back for the Arizona Cardinals?
Colt McCoy. He came in and played well this year.
That was another team I thought about choosing, but I stopped myself because I feel like that's too much. You have to pick the teams that are bad.
The Vikings, I know the third string's killing Mond. And then I know the Vikings' backup quarterback is
number – the Vikings, too. I really
– Number 14, I think it's – man, I don't want to pronounce it wrong again. It's – I don't know. It starts with an M.
You know who should be on one of the lists of backups? Or should be on – like, we should do a list of third-string quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa.
100%.
I hate him. I genuinely hate him. I hate him.
I think you got to bring him up every sports podcast, or at least every time we talk about the NFL, Tua comes up in some way or another. And it's never –
He has to because it just fuels my fire, because we talk about NFL more than anything. And it fuels me to just – I've given 17 years of my life to this team, and it just – they do this every time. And we fire Brian Flores, but we keep Tua. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I will never understand.
That's because your stupid organization came out and basically said, well, Brian Flores wants Deshaun Watson. We don't want Deshaun Watson. It's not going to work out. Bye, Brian Flores.
You know, if Tua – if you're listening to this, do me a favor. Do me and the other loyal Dolphin fans, because at the end of the day, I will say the best fan base in sports is the Steelers, or in the NFL. In the NFL, I won't say sports, but in the NFL, it's the Steelers.
Cowboys, loyal as hell, man.
Cowboys are probably second, America's team. Even though me and my dad also agree that we believe the Steelers are truly America's team. You go in any sports. We're veering a little off topic, but while we're on the subject, you go in any bar, you're gonna see a Steelers fan before you see a Cowboys fan.
100%. Even at random games.
I think the Steelers are the best in the NFL. I think the Cowboys are second. I think the Dolphins are somewhere creeping in the third, fourth, fifth. You go a lot of places, you're going to find a Dolphins fan. I'm not even joking. Like, not even trying to be biased. I mean, it's so serious.
The only issue I have with Steelers fans is it's either they love Ben or they hate Ben, when you should love Ben for everything he did. And then they hate Mike Tomlin for some reason, when the guy hasn't had a losing record. But other than that, they're awesome.
Yeah, so I think they're first. I think the Cowboys are second. And I think – the Dolphins fan base is creeping at least – definitely in the top five. Because
What is your definition of great? As in, like, there's just so many of them? Or whatever their team goes, they stick by their
side? They're my definition of great in terms of fan base is they're spread across the country. You go – like, and not just spread, because obviously you have people that move places and you're going to have at least one or two. But I'm talking about, like, in a good amount. You go to – somewhere in the West, you're not going to find hardly any Panther fans.
No shot.
So when I say, like, Dolphins, you're going to find Dolphins fan everywhere, a good amount of them. So with all that being said, my message to Tua, retire. Just retire. I hate you. And just
okay, that's a little harsh.
No.
I'm not a fan of Tua. I love him as a guy. Love him.
No, I see Ryan.
Come on, Corey, not this.
I see Ryan Fitzpatrick shirtless at a Bills game, and I just
– Was that him? Was that actually him?
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't make out if that was him or not, but I was like, that is awesome if it's him.
No, it is actually him. And I see him shirtless at a Bills game, and I'm like, dude, just put a Dolphins jersey on.
Or just come back to the Dolphins and play for us.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. It's just come to us. Because he was better than Tua last year, and we benched him for some reason. I mean, yeah. Anyway, off topic a little bit. I hate Tua Tagovailoa. But while we're on the topic of Miami, to close out our episode, we gotta get a little NBA action here. And I feel like I come across as biased, but I really don't try to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in the point I'm about to make, I'm really not trying to be. Mikey, when you just off the top of your head right now, when you think of, like, if someone was asked talking to you about the NBA right now, who are, like, the best teams in the NBA?
Off the top of my head, obviously my Nets. I think we're first in the division. I know the Lakers are not doing well. I'm pretty sure they're 22 and 23. As teams, I mean, I'm looking at Steph Curry's team, obviously Golden State. Miami, I know, is on top of their division. I think the Hornets are second, so I know the Hornets are not playing bad.
Well, long story short, if you go on ESPN, you're going to hear, obviously, they talk about the Lakers, and that's fine. Even the Lakers are really bad right now. They talk about the Lakers. They talk about the Nets. That's apparent, too. We talk about the Nets. We talk about Milwaukee, that's one championship. We talk about the Warriors. We talk about the Suns, who just were in the finals. We talk about all these teams. A team that you will not hear talked about very much at all is the Miami Heat. Now, I just want to give you a fact that I don't think you know, because it got updated today because the Heat beat the Trailblazers tonight, like right before our show. The Heat are number one. They're first place in the East, the whole Eastern Conference. First place. Okay. But why are we not talked about? Why do people not consider us a contender? Why do people not think of us as anything? I don't really understand that at all. And let me tell you why.
Well, yeah, I want to hear, because I don't know why you're not being talked about.
We're not talking about – whenever you ask probably if you ask a casual fan. If you ask a real fan, they will tell you they think the Heat. If you ask a casual fan, though, it's never the Miami Heat. That never comes up. You don't see the ESPN covering how good the Heat are. You don't see that. Our two best players are Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to ask you a question before you get into it.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off. Is it because you guys aren't flashy?
That's exactly what it is.
Because I'm looking at the best teams. I'm just getting a picture now, like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, big shot. Steph Curry, big shot. LeBron and all his guys. Like, those are ESPN guys. You're not going to – I feel like ESPN's not going to show you, oh, a layup. Oh, he drives to the rim. And, ooh, a good two-point shot. You know what I mean?
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. Our two best players are Bam Adebayo, who's a center, defensive anchor. He's the best defensive big man in the NBA, without a doubt. He can guard – a center, he can go to point guard. Jimmy Butler is definitely our best player overall. Jimmy's not a three-point shooter. Jimmy is in mid-range, get to the rim, draw fouls, play defense. We're gritty. That's the kind of team we are. We're the team that just punches you in the mouth, right? Especially on the defensive side of the ball. But we never get talked about because of that. And it frustrates me. You know, Jimmy and Bam literally came back a game ago. He's been out for a month or a couple – a lot longer than a month with thumb surgery. Jimmy's been out with an ankle injury. Jimmy's missed like 14 games. Bam's missed a ton. We've missed our star players have missed a ton of games. We have Victor Oladipo. People forget about him. He's been out all season with recovering from his quad surgery. Markieff Morris has missed because of the Jokic shit. We've missed a lot of guys. And we are still first place in the Eastern Conference with the most road games played of any team in the NBA.
It's because Tyler Hero.
I genuinely believe that. I'm actually not gonna say it's solely Tyler Hero. But Tyler Hero right now is definitely the sixth man of the year. Nobody.
No, he is playing well. As much as I don't like him, he is playing well.
20 points a game.
Yeah.
He is averaging that off the bench. We have guys, and the thing about the Heat is too, we have guys that you've never even heard of. That not just you, but a lot of people. You ever heard of Gabe Vincent? You ever heard of Max Strus? You ever heard of Omer Yurtseven? Those are guys you don't hear about, but the Heat bring these undrafted guys in, we develop them, and now they're balling. Yurtseven, since he came in the starting lineup with injuries, but now he's out of it because Bam's back, but since he's been playing a lot, he's averaging double-digit rebounds. I'm not sitting here going to say that the Heat are going to win the finals or the Heat are this and that, but I'm going to put this out on the podcast now so everyone is aware. When the Heat – and because I want to be right. I want to be able to cut this back in a couple months in July when we know the finals and the finals winner or whatever it may be. When the Heat are in the finals this year, everybody's sitting there like, how did they do this? The same way we did in 2020 when we were a five seed and no one thought we could do it. When the Heat are in the finals, everyone's going to be like, how did the Heat get here? The Heat. I'm calling back to this. We are the real deal. We're the best defensive team in the East, or one of the best defensive teams in the league. And if you can play defense in basketball, you can win any game. I am just saying this right now, Mikey. The Heat are the real deal, and they are at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, at least.
So who do you think is the best team in the league then?
Who do you think the best team in the league is? I would probably say right now I think the Warriors are because they're healthy.
I don't even think they're first in their division, though.
Yeah, but see, and that's why I try not to talk too much about first place with the Heat, because the NBA is it fluctuates, it changes very frequently. But if you're in that 1-4 range, you're doing really well.
Yeah.
Really well. And the Warriors are. And I don't know. I think the Warriors are the best team, but in the East, if you want me to be 100% honest with you, I think if Kyrie got vaccinated, I would choose the Nets, because now he's only playing on away games. He's not playing any home games, but he's only playing away games. If Kyrie was vaccinated, I would say the Nets. But with Kyrie only playing in road games.
Well, he's about to start playing home games.
Is he vaccinated? That's the only way it's going
to show. What's going to happen now? They came out. I think I read on Bleacher Report is he's going to play home games, and the Nets are going to take the fine each time they play him.
I mean, honestly, it's definitely worth it, and the Nets have the money to do that. So
yeah, I mean,
I really don't understand why they wouldn't do that in the first place. But
I don't think they could, because the whole state of New York was locked down. You had to be vaccinated to go anywhere. Now I don't think. I think
okay. So looking at it, it has the Suns as the best team in the West and the best team in the league. I think the Warriors are better than the Suns. It has the Grizzlies at third. The Grizzlies, I'm sorry, it's impressive what Ja's doing, but they're not. I can't see them beating a lot of teams in the game series. Has the Bulls ahead of us for some reason, even though we are first in the East. I'm telling you right now, the Heat play the Bulls in a seven games. You got to beat us four times. The Bulls are not beating us four times. I think the Bulls.
I think they
got DeRozan, Zach LaVine, all those guys. But they're not beating us in a seven-game series.
Those guys are just too inconsistent for me.
If you put us against the Bulls one game, you probably toss flip a coin. You got to beat us four times. You got to beat us in a seven-game series with our defense. You're not doing it.
I can't wait to come back to these takes and see if you were right. Because if you were wrong,
I'm going
to
be right. I watch every game. I watch every Heat game, and I'm telling you. You're just not beating us a seven-game series. The only teams that could beat us a seven-game series because their offense is so explosive is the Nets and maybe the Bucks because of Giannis, but that's it. Other than that, there's no one better than us.
We're going to figure out soon, though.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to touch on the West, because I'm not worried about the West until the finals. I'm just worried about the East. And if we're looking at the East, the only two teams I could see us losing to in a seven-game series are the Bucks and the Nets. That's it. And that's if Kyrie plays. That's my take. I'm sorry. There's more. It's more in depth if you really want to look into it. But the Heat and what they've had to go through with injuries and COVID protocols. We've also had the most COVID protocol issues out of any team in the league. You want to go through that. You want to go through the fact that we've played the most road games of any team in the NBA. You want to go through the fact that our two star players have been out for a majority of our season. And we're still first place in the Eastern Conference.
Might as well call this the Miami Heat podcast.
I'm just saying. Imagine them. I don't talk about them very often. I try not to, because that's my favorite team of any sport. Any sport, anything. That's my favorite. But don't be surprised when the Heat are in the finals. That's all I gotta say.
No, I think the Heat are a good team. I just think that when you don't have that high of an offense against these high powered offenses, it's gonna be hard to win.
At the same time, and you're a football guy, what wins championships?
Defense. But Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
We have a good defense. Harden. We have probably the best defense in the league. If not the best, it's in the top three. Your defense, especially in basketball, your defense can keep you in anything.
Yeah.
If you have good defense and you keep them low scoring, well, it doesn't really matter how low of a score you have. But anyway, that's my take on that one. We're going to close this episode out. We're going to – this is a midweek episode, so you guys are lucky. You're going to get two in a short couple of days. I have another one popping out after the playoffs, the NFL playoffs, and we'll break down all that stuff and see how wrong Mikey was.
How wrong you were. Come on now.
And we're still going to hear me singing karaoke, so that didn't change. So, it's been real. We will catch you guys probably be about Monday or Tuesday of next week. Thank you for listening to That Damn Sports Podcast.